Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, if you have not heard the term road diet, you have a horrible look on your face.
What?
Is it the song? Oh, you just had this look of disgust.
I didn't know it. It's fine.
Sorry. I just happened to look up.
It was not particularly sung well. That's all.
Okay. Yeah. All right. If you've not heard the term road diet, it is kind of the PC term that we use when we want to put bike lanes in or area for public transit into roadways and take lanes out. You want there to be less car traffic and more room for public transit and for bicycles. And the Kansas City Star had the story that Broadway Boulevard is going to get a road diet between 31st Street and 43rd. They're going to make changes to the layout to slow down traffic and make the road safer for drivers. They're looking at some design concepts. They started doing that over the summer. They were looking for feedback from residents. The final version was revealed this week. Resurfacing begins this fall and could start as soon as next week. I don't see exactly if this is going to be done before the World Cup, but you would certainly hope so.
I was just going to say, it's crazy that we've, in 2 hours now, twice, talked about new road projects that they're starting, and we have the World Cup in less than a year. Are we seriously starting new road projects?
How late do we get to start a new project and assure it's going to be done by June of next year? One of the questions I asked was, and I'm not trying to pick on bicyclists. We love you. Not trying to pick on you. But this road diet is a really popular term, and I see a lot of bike lanes around town with no bicyclists in them.
Yeah.
And we still love our cars. And I don't know if the idea here is like build it and they will come, build the bike lanes and the people will buy bikes and they'll get on bicycles. I don't know if the goal here is to get more people on the streetcar because you're going to be annoyed that you can't drive on the roads as easily as you used to before. I also hate the angled parking that they're going to add. Now, at least this isn't the back-in angled parking, which the one place that I know that we have that I can't stand it, is on the streetcar line on like Main and Delaware, right? Like Main and 4th Street. It's the end of the streetcar line in River Market. There's a block or two there. Betty Ray's is there where it's angled parking and it's backed in because the streetcar is there. The new design will add a bicycle track like the one along Gillum Plaza. That's kind of cool. And angled parking on parts of the road while reducing the number of lanes along the stretch. And then the road diet's going to have all kind of, we can talk about the different stretches of road here. But in a lot of these areas, it's going to be one driving lane in each direction on Broadway, which is a very busy street.
It may seem counterintuitive, but the more, up to a certain point, the more uncomfortable you make drivers, the safer the road is, because it means that drivers will be more aware of what they're driving around. If you're coming across an avenue that's two lanes on both sides, so a four-lane road, and there's no trees or anything on every side, it's literally open path everywhere you look, people are going to speed through there. But if you squish people down into a total of two lanes and you have a median in the middle and maybe trees, it makes people pay attention more. So people will just in the back of their head, they will drive slower and it's a safer road.
I don't dispute that. My issue with it is this is a stretch of Broadway that's really, really busy. And I don't doubt for a second that if you make it harder to get through there, people are going to have to slow down. There's just so much traffic through there.
Yeah.
And you're taking a lane of road away with the same amount of traffic.
Right.
It's going to have to get
through
there. It's
just going to cause congestion.
Yeah, it's just going to cause congestion.
Yeah. Like, it's, you know, when you look at the safest cities in America, as far as driving is concerned, they're usually safe because they're so congested. Because you can't drive that fast to cause a serious accident. Now, I don't know, maybe that's the idea and that's the trade-off we want to have. It's like, well, it'll take you longer to get to a place, but at least you'll arrive alive. But I think, honestly, a lot of people would rather not do that trade-off because we just all assume we're not going to die in a traffic accident.
So here's what the star said is that, so it's maybe I'm overestimating, maybe it's just the annoyance that I feel about this, but the road diet is expected to add 45 seconds of travel time going northbound and a minute 17 seconds while going southbound. And that's between 31st and 43rd Street.
Okay.
City data shows there were 5 fatal crashes along that stretch of Broadway from 2015 to 24, 33 crashes with serious injuries and 415 with minor injuries. And they say the fatal crash average by year is increasing, even though traffic along the road has decreased. So this is their answer to that. Again, I come back to, fine, you want that because they're going to put in medians and they're going to improve landscaping and do things like that. I just wonder about the bike lanes.
Yeah.
I just question whether those are being used enough to justify putting them in.
I mean, what would be a good amount of traffic?
Like, I don't know.
Constantly people in there? Because I've lived in places where they've had bike lanes all over the place, and I still rarely saw a bike or a cyclist. But when I did, it was nice that they had their own avenue. I had a moped in Lexington, and I rode that in the bike lane, which is interesting because people get mad at me for doing it. It's totally fine. I wasn't going over 40 miles an hour, so I could ride it in the bike lane. But it was a lot safer. It felt a lot more comfortable than having to ride it out onto the road where I didn't have a lane.
Okay, so I have a question about that. For those of you that use the bike lanes here, what else can you ride in them besides bicycles? Because scooters are supposed to be driven in traffic.
Really?
But what if there's a bike lane? They're not supposed to be on sidewalks.
No, you can't use it on sidewalks, but you can use them in a bike lane.
Okay, I didn't know. That's why I was asking the question.
Yep.
Is that different here? Is that because because if you're taking, and when I say scooters, I mean like the Bird scooters.
Mm-hmm.
Those can't be on sidewalks, but can they be in the bike lanes? In that case, if you're taking like scooters, but like motorcycles out of regular traffic and putting that in bike lanes, okay, that's going to help clear things out a little bit and it goes slower. It just, I feel like we don't, I don't.
There's not enough people riding bikes around here.
We're not using bicycles enough.
We're not an active people. Maybe, like you said, though, maybe it's a if you build it, they will come type of thing. Maybe the reason you're not seeing as many cyclists is because there's no safe place to do it.
Okay. I'll listen to the arguments. I'm convinced.
I don't know what.
Feel free to convince me.
I've never been on the side of cyclists before, ever. But I kinda
want them to be safer.
Yeah, that's my big
thing. Fine. I'm okay with that. Like, let's protect bicyclists. That's cool. But let's not clog up. Let's make sure we're doing it in a way that makes sense.
913-586-7798. We'll get your text in a minute. Let's go to Ashley. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, guys. The thing that I don't like about Broadway, and it's not, okay, I'm sorry, I'm going to lose my train of thought here. I don't want to. The thing that I don't like about Broadway is there are other streets that are much less busy than Broadway that they could be using rather than Broadway.
That's a fantastic point.
Broadway is a super busy street that we need to get trucks up and down to service businesses that are in Westport. There are just many other options. Now, they did this on Truman about a year ago. I am up and down Truman, I don't know how many times a week, delivering to businesses. There are never anybody in those bike lanes on Truman. All this does is makes the motorists more angry, makes it makes the cyclists versus the motorists animosity even bigger.
And it wastes space.
It wastes a lot of space, and it makes it to where we can't get around easy. It makes it to where people are trying to cut into that bike lane, and I've seen it, where people will cut into that bike lane to try to go around other people. It makes it more dangerous, and just don't do that on Broadway. There are other streets that can be used for those bike lanes. I am all for the cyclists. I have hollered on this radio station about let's protect each other, let's respect each other. I am all for it. Don't do it on Broadway. You wouldn't do this on Southwest Traffic Way.
Right.
So why would you do it on Broadway that's such a busy street like that? There are other options. Let's use those.
All right. Thanks for your call, Ashley.
I don't just like that. Yeah, pick a different street.
From the text line, if you want to protect cyclists, they need street signs like to yield the crossings. They have bicycle lanes. They go both directions, the same side of the street that a bike lane will have a biker driving on. So I the big argument usually against cyclists is if you want to travel like a car, you need to obey the same restrictions. You need to follow the signs. You need to follow traffic. If it's a red light, guess what? You can't go through it just because it's clear.
Right.
You need to follow the exact same rules as the car. And I think it most cyclists would say, oh yeah, of course, and then don't do it because it drives me crazy. I lived in a place where there was no, in the entire state, there was only maybe three right on red because there's so much congestion in Massachusetts, right? Cyclists would go right on red all the time. Didn't care.
And that's dangerous.
Right.
That is dangerous for the bicyclists.
Yeah.
You're just more likely to get hit because as car drivers, we're expecting everyone. We're used to watching for pedestrians who don't follow traffic, the go signs either. But we're expecting traffic to flow and follow the same rules that we have to follow.
Right.
We're not looking for bicyclists that are running red lights.
There's people on the text line mad at me because I said I rode my moped in a bike lane.
Yeah, why are they mad?
Well, I don't, because they don't understand the rules. The law is so long as you're not going over 30 miles an hour, and I wasn't. So it's totally fine. It's not making things more dangerous for cyclists. That's about the speed they go.
Okay.
I mean, maybe a little bit slower than that. And obviously, it's easier for me to go faster, but I wasn't cutting anybody off. I wasn't blocking anybody. I wasn't running up on anybody. You can ride a moped in the bike lane. It's totally fine.
Yeah, I just don't know what the rules are here. I totally believe you. At least we don't live in a place where motorcyclists can weave between traffic, between lanes of traffic. Like that's the opposite direction of what we're trying to do is, and that is the scariest thing when you live in a place that motorcyclists can just do whatever they want
and
in between.
Google says, yes, you can ride a moped in a bike lane in Missouri.
Okay.
So there you go.
I've never seen that.
I will say there's on the stretch of road where I live in Kansas, there is a large bike lane that never gets used.
Yeah.
You know what gets used? The very large sidewalk. If you go down 159th Street between Metcalf and Knoll, you'll see there's this gigantic sidewalk and it's constantly choked with people on bicycles, mostly kids, but it's choked with people on e-bike, scooters, bicycles. There's a bike lane nobody uses.
Why not?
I guess, I don't know, people are going 45 miles an hour. Maybe it's scary. But yeah, I've been walking down that stretch before, and it's annoying how many people will be like, hey, behind you, look out, look out. And like, gosh. I have to jump out of the way because they're riding their stupid e-scooter 40 miles an hour down the damn sidewalk.
If you're on a bicycle or in a bike lane, are there rules about what direction of traffic you're supposed, like, do you go with traffic or against traffic?
You have to go with traffic.
Okay, because people get confused about that. Also, it seems like, and I forget, you brought up the e-bikes. That's only going to get more popular.
Yeah.
The e-bikes.
As we get lazier.
We get lazier.
Yeah.
Yes.
At the same time, every time I see one, I'm kind of like, I kind of want one of those.
They're kind of expensive, aren't
like
they?
$500.
They can
it's
be a little. Oh, I have a good friend he must have gotten an upscale one then.
Yeah.
If
you get a fancy one.
Yeah.
No, just one that I could just putter up to Aldi or to Walmart or something like that.
A little basket.
Yeah, go to Taco Bell.
Little bell.
Yeah. Oh, a little bell.
Get you a little bell.
Some tassels on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little turns so you can put your arm out when you're turning. Little tassels, yeah.
Gotta get
I like
you like
it.
a pink helmet so we can put Barbie stickers on.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little basket on the front and the back.
If you buy me the bike, I will totally
decorate it.
We should start a GoFundMe. Buy me the bike and then you can decorate it however you want. I'll ride it.
I don't want to dip into my FCC savings, you know. I gotta keep putting into that.
Oh, that.
All right.
Coming up.
That's a lot of savings.
Speaking of money, a couple decided to do something kind of controversial. They put out a credit card machine at their wedding. Why? This is a growing trend. And it's to pay them money. It's to give them money. Is this something you would like to do? We'll talk about it next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, couples are getting more creative when it comes to foregoing traditional wedding gifts in favor of something else, usually to help pay for honeymoon or reimburse them for the wedding. Couples are getting married older. We have all the stuff that might normally appear on a registry, so I guess couples don't need gifts as much as they used to. So Chris Martin and Tasha White opted to ditch wedding presents in favor of asking guests at the reception to offer direct funds to go toward their dream honeymoon. What is wrong with this?
I don't know that I necessarily have a problem with it. Like, if you don't want to put in the money for a gift, if you don't want to go to the registry, all that stuff, that's fine. We've talked about this kind of before.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same problem I have, where it just seems like you're monetizing something that shouldn't be monetized. It's the difference between getting a gift and getting cash. If I have a teenage son, and yes, for Christmas and for his birthday, he'd much rather get cash. And so we give him some cash. But if we excluded all of any present and just gave him cash, that's just too easy. That's just lazy to me anyway. It's giving him what he wants, but at the same time, it's not putting any effort into the act of giving a gift.
I say this out of love and kindness.
Mm-hmm.
you in that case, that decision is about you.
Oh, yeah.
And what you want.
100%.
Not what the recipient wants.
Sure.
And in this case, I guess I don't have a problem. I'm spending $100 on a wedding gift. Am I going to spend that on a mixer, or am I going to put that toward your honeymoon?
Yeah.
And I get what you're saying in terms of like when I was a kid, my mom was always big on like having something to open at Christmas. She's like you, like, fine, you wanted cash, or at this age, you know, what do I need? But she likes it when you have stuff to open. There's not something to open. There's not ceremony or romance to it. And in this case, you scan a card reader at the reception. I mean, it's as unromantic as it could get.
That's
scan your credit card and you contribute to the honeymoon. But they've been together for 14 years and they don't need any. They don't need stuff. They want to go on a really nice trip.
I get it. And they don't need anything. That's fine. It's, especially if it's like a later in life wedding. They're not just starting out, or if it's a second marriage or something like that. They just don't need it as much. But, you know, people, when Katie and I got married, people bought us stuff off the registry, and some of it we still have, and we remember it. Like, it's a gratitude thing too. Like, we remember the quesadilla maker that we got, you know, from her aunt and things like that. It's just the whole point of giving gifts is, I thought about you, so I bought this thing. Here it is. If you remove that and just go, here, money, take. It just seems like it's so reductive. And to use the term the kids would use, based.
I get where you are coming from.
No, because I meant basic, not based. Anyway,
you and Katie got married young, before you had all the stuff.
You're like 26.
But you didn't have all the stuff. You didn't have a house yet. You weren't, you know, you needed a registry. There was stuff that you needed. I don't know if you needed a quesadilla maker, but you needed all the stuff. If I were to get married today, there is nothing. I don't need a registry. I have furnished my house. And so I don't need that. And again, it's about what the couple wants. It's about, they're either going to spend money. You're either going to spend money on, you know, it's a panini press that they're never going to use, or you're going to spend money on their honeymoon. And if you want to be special about it, I mean, the other thing you could do is, I feel like this overcomplicates it, but if you really have an issue with, giving a gift, find out where they're going for their honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
And prepay for a dinner for them there. You know, that's giving them an experience. And so you're not giving them cash. You are writing in a card, enjoy dinner at La Casita.
Yeah,
on
I
us.
Guess so.
You know, something like that. But they just want the cash.
913-586-7798. Let's go to Luke in Kansas City. Hey, Luke.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi, Luke.
Well, what do you have to say about this?
Hey, so me and my fiance just recently got engaged, and we're going to be getting married probably sometime next year.
Congrats.
And thank you. And we have a house. So we have a very small house right now, which kind of ties into the end of this. And so we pretty much already have everything we need, but we're looking to, you know, get a bigger home so we can actually start having kids and everything. And so for our we were thinking of doing a registry, but then we were like, well, we have such a small house, we won't have anywhere to put anything. We'll have to buy a storage unit, and then they'll just be losing money at that point, to where if we rather did a QR code and maybe people Venmo, Cash App, Zelle, anything like that. But it's not necessarily to buy a house. It's more to cover things like a closing cost on a house, which we all know is always very expensive.
Yeah.
Or maybe help us, you know, purchase a good realtor or something like that. So,
you know, I actually have way less of a problem with that. If you're using it for
a house. I figured you
would,
because it's a thing.
Whereas these people in the story were using it for their honeymoon.
An experience.
Right.
Yeah.
Which.
No, I love making moments, you know, and making good memories and everything like that. But putting that much money into it whenever it could be put into generational wealth, to where you get a nice house and then you could pass it down to your kids, you know, it'll be there forever rather than just a weekend or a week, you know?
Yeah. All right. Great call, Luke. Thanks. And good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think this is the divide, as I would rather have the thing.
Yeah.
And you'd rather have the experience.
Yeah. Which is kind of how we both are.
Yeah.
Like right. But I also, but again, you got married younger, and I haven't been married yet. And so at this point, I'm probably marrying somebody closer to my age that also has all the stuff.
Maybe if Katie and I have a second wedding and get people to give us money for a down payment on a house.
You'd be okay asking for that.
Yeah.
We're
going to get divorced and then we're going to get remarried. It'll be a beautiful thing. We'll invite everybody in Kansas City and we'll have a QR scanner so we can actually, the reason we got divorced, damn it, we wanted to buy a house. And we were tired of renting and it just caused too many problems.
In the grand scheme of all the showers and stuff that we've talked about, can you do because that's basically like you renew your vows. Can you do a vow renewal shower? Vow renewal. Ooh. Gift registry?
I don't see why not.
Like, hey, it was 20 years ago when we got married.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Times have changed.
Yeah.
We have better needs now.
Yeah.
Papa needs a better chair for the living room.
I've got a pretty damn good chair. But 913-586-7798.
This is what I mean.
If you did I said a vowel renewal. You want to freshen up your A's.
You want an O instead of
A's
an A?
And O's. If you did a vowel renewal, it's kind of hard to say without saying vowel.
Vowel renewal,
right?
It's hard to, because
you're focusing on
vowel
the renewal part. Yeah. Anyway, if you were to renew your vowels
or your vows,
would it be okay to have a shower for that? Would it be okay to accept gifts? Do you open up a registry for it?
I think if you did a vow renewal ceremony,
yeah.
Especially if the reason part of why you're doing it, most people don't do that until it's been like 20 or 25 years.
Yeah.
I would be okay with somebody asking for gifts.
Here's the thing.
I would give a gift.
We have all new friends too. Like, yeah.
Who didn't go to the first one?
Who didn't get to go to the first one?
So give them the opportunity to give you stuff.
Monetize.
Yes.
Monetize your success, Weir.
Yeah, monetize your friends.
That's it.
Like, have you made rich friends since your last?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, then yeah, invite them.
I got rich friends now. I didn't have any then.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Katie, why
now
are we
you're
doing
okay
this?
With this?
All right, Katie, when you hear this podcast, come to me and let's talk about it. Because she'll listen to it and she'll come. She'll either be angry or she'll think this is a great idea.
But I want to see that registry.
This is when you invite people from all around the country who you know are not going to come to the.
Oh my God, that's true.
But
I got friends in New York.
Mail you something.
Massachusetts.
Venmo,
Florida.
Man.
I'll just set up a GoFundMe.
Just Venmo. You don't need a GoFundMe. You're not raising money for charity. Just. Say,
Where's the charity?
She sees it as charity. 913-586-7798. We got some calls waiting. You guys keep waiting. Dina and Jim, just hang on. We'll get to your calls in just a minute. A couple put up a credit card machine at their wedding and said, hey, you want to help pay for the honeymoon? It's right at the bar. Just swipe your credit card and you can help pay for a honeymoon. Is that tacky? Is that okay? And also, is it brilliant? And on kind of a separate topic, but I would love to hear people weigh in on this. If you do a vow renewal, can you ask for gifts then?
I think so.
913-586-7798. Take your calls and texts coming up in just a few minutes on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW.
this is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Red button. It's your big day. It's your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Bride or groom, whatever. This is your big day. And you say, we don't need gifts because we already have a house. We already have all the stuff for the house. But hey, you know what we don't get to do very often? Travel like we like to. We don't get to travel in style very often. So let's, instead of setting up a registry and people giving us a bunch of stuff we don't need, let's set up a way for you to give us money toward our honeymoon.
I have a question.
That's what this couple did.
Why not just cut back on the wedding?
Because you want the big wedding, too.
You want the big wedding and the honeymoon. So
why
you want
do I have
it
to
all.
Cut back on the wedding? You're going to give because me a gift somehow.
If you cut back on the wedding, then maybe you would have more money for the honeymoon.
What are you giving for a gift that doesn't solve the problem for what you're giving for a gift? I don't want the stuff.
What?
My presence is a present.
What?
You're telling me to cut back on the wedding instead of doing...
I feel like you went Dr. Susie in there. I wasn't sure what that was.
Words are hard sometimes. Instead of asking for money for the honeymoon, because I want the big luxury, I want to sit in first class, you say, well, just cut back on the wedding and you can sit in first class.
Yeah.
I'm saying, what are you giving for a gift?
Okay.
What are you giving me for a gift, though?
Oh, I don't know that, I mean, it's a good point. If you've been together for a while, then you would rather have the money for an experience when you don't need as much stuff.
Or,
like if we had, I don't know about you, but when people give me stuff now, or if I get a present, that's a thing now as an adult, mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't have room for this.
For sure.
I got too much crap already.
Or like, what if the sofa's in good shape now, mm-hmm. but I want the money now to replace it in 2 or 3 years.
Okay. So give me
the money now for the gift card
to Ashley Furniture.
Sure. For the thing I need in a few years.
Yeah. Quentin, you're organizing a wedding.
I'm assisting.
How much does the best man really organize the wedding?
I mean, when I went over to their apartment last time, I mean, all three of us were sitting at a table.
So. You're in charge of bachelor party. Really?
I feel like if it's Quentin, he's probably taking over some areas of it, right?
Are you?
I mean, I got this huge packet, so.
Yeah, there
again,
you go.
It's about what they want.
They want an objective view.
It's about what they, it's not about what you want. It's about what the couple wants.
Okay, but if you're asking me for my opinion, you know, then you can't be like, well.
Are they asking you for your opinion?
Yeah, they're the one that gave me the packet.
Mm.
I didn't ask for homework.
I don't need this friendship.
All right. 913-586-7798. Is it tacky to have a credit card reader machine at your wedding where you're having people go scan and give you money for the honeymoon? Is this also like in lieu of a cash bar, right? Or I didn't
see that in there.
It was something to do with a cash bar. Signs with QR codes with the message, don't be tight, pay for our flight.
That's cute.
I
didn't see anything about the cash bar.
Yeah, I thought there was something about cash, but maybe it was just other tacky things. 913-586-7798.
Also, Weir's question about vow renewal.
Yeah, so...
I think that's great.
Getting a bunch of answers for that one on the text line. We'll get to that in just a minute. Let's go to Dina in the Northland. Hey, Dina.
Hey. I just called in. My husband and I, we were already living together. We had a house and didn't need a lot. So what we asked for gifts was food donations for the local food pantry.
You're a good person.
Look at you.
We got a lot of stuff.
Okay. So if that what you're saying is these people are selfish.
You're a much better
double
person.
Down. They're tacky and selfish. They should just be asking for donations for their favorite charity if they already have the money, right?
No, that was just our thought.
Okay. You're too nice of a person.
We didn't need anything and, you know, didn't need three electric knives.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Does anybody need an electric knife?
I don't own one. I've never thought about it.
Thanks for your call, Dina. I don't think I've ever once in my life been like, I just wish this knife had electricity coursing through it.
The only time you ever need that is the one time of year if it is your job to carve the turkey at Thanksgiving. That is the only time an electric knife is helpful to you.
Let's go to Jim in Shawnee. Hey, Jim.
Hi.
Hi.
I hate to be a curmudgeon about this. I hate the whole thing of gifts. If you want people to come to your wedding, have them come because you want to share the day with them, not because you want stuff. And paying for their vacation or a vacation, I just think is gross to begin with. Go if you can't afford Aruba, you can go to Branson. you're lacking. You know, that's just the way it is.
Branson, the Aruba
Jim,
of southwestern Missouri.
I was objective until that point. And now...
I'm saying that now, if you can't afford Aruba, don't go to Aruba. Go someplace else. But don't, you know, you can't expect other people to pay for your stuff.
Jim, I hate to keep making this point.
I'm going to put you on hold real quick, Jim.
Jim, are you buying a gift when you go to a wedding or not? Are you buying a gift for the couple for the wedding or no?
I'm married. Yeah, of course I have to buy a gift.
So what difference does it make?
He doesn't want to, is the point.
No, I don't want to.
Yeah. Did people give you gifts when you got married?
I've married twice. When the second marriage, we put on there big time, no gifts.
But the first time.
On the invitation. The first time when I was 19 years old or 20. We did, but it was, I don't even know if we had a registry. We were pretty simple, but we don't have to spend $10,000 or $20,000 on a wedding to begin with. I think the whole wedding thing has gotten blown out of
proportion. I actually do agree with that, Jim.
People get to spend whatever they want. And
I agree, but don't spend $20,000 and say now we can't afford a vacation.
First of all, it's not a vacation, it's a honeymoon, and that's a special kind of vacation. It's not the same thing as me going on vacation. But what's the difference between you asking for gifts when you got married at 19 and them asking for gifts at 40? They just want money instead of a mixer.
I just think it's tacky. I wish I didn't do it when I got married.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that you should have people come because you want them, not because you're trying to bloat the present. You know, let's have 200 people there so we can bloat the present.
Yeah, let's ask people we haven't talked to in years to come to our wedding just so we can get extra stuff. Yeah, that's a good point, Jim. Thanks for your call.
I mean, we do the same thing at high school graduation parties. We send invitations to people we know are not going to come specifically so that they will send money.
Yeah.
So this is not a new idea.
Seems a little hinky ethically. I'm just saying.
But people do it. You just talked about doing it for your vow renewal ceremony.
Oh, yeah, I totally would do this. So here are the texts that we're getting on the vow renewal. Vow renewal isn't a wedding. Celebrate, yes. Gift, ask, hard no.
Ooh.
It's fine if you say optional, somebody said, but keep it small. Think candles, not couches. Who's asking for candles?
No. That's not a gift anybody wants.
4321 says we didn't do gifts at our wedding, but we did ask at our 10-year anniversary and the friends loved it.
That's an interesting flip of,
I mean, I think that you just need different things in different parts of your life. Like, so you should just be like, hey, it's our 10th anniversary. Now we need, something to pay for repairs around the house or to help finish off paying the car. And then like, you just keep going until like, it's our 40th anniversary. We need a grave
money for the home,
gravestones. Yeah. We need money for a retirement
rocking
home.
Chairs for the home.
Yeah. You just keep going back to the well of your friendship.
What about for your vow renewal ceremony, asking for money for the kids' college fund?
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
That's something you need.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the kid.
It's sad that I didn't even consider that. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean,
it also depends on the kid. What I'm not going to call anybody out, but there's one kid I'm sure is going to a 4-year college and the other one, it's fine if he goes to a trade school.
Is there?
I'm not saying there's anything bad about either one. I'm saying one is very academic minded and the other one is very more like I hate school and I just can't wait to get out of here and get a real job.
But what about that? That's a value to you.
What, trade school?
money for whatever the college or the trade school.
Whatever he does.
That's
on him.
That's something that you are hoping
for. Well, one's a lot more expensive than the other, I guess is the point.
The point is it costs money.
Yeah.
That you don't just have on the money tree in the backyard.
Let's go to Tracy in Kansas City. Hey, Tracy.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. My thought is, what about Uncle Jim, who shouldn't be putting $1,000 down on his credit card? Or what about the friends of the groom or somebody that's like, well, I'll put $300, I'll put $400, and they really shouldn't be doing it. Not to be a Karen, but I'm thinking about the retributions from a credit card machine where there's a bunch of drunks.
People will be putting money in, like, oh, I meant to put in 30, I put in 3,000.
I don't know what financial condition all of my friends are in and how much they can afford. Who am I to judge how generous they want to be?
I mean,
when they wake up the next morning and they come back at you and go, I really didn't mean to give you 3,000.
Yeah,
I wanted to give 300.
Yeah, there you go, Tracy.
That's
a good point.
Admit that you drank way too much of the liquor I provided you for free.
Please give me the money back.
And I will give it back to you.
Oh, that sounds like a Dear Abby column waiting to happen.
I will give it back to you.
Dear Abby, this is a totally real situation. I gave my friend $5,000 at their wedding. I only meant to give him $5. I just kept hitting zero and the machine wasn't working right. Now they refuse to give me the money back because they said they already spent it.
In the grand scheme of everything that can go wrong in a wedding, Uncle Jim getting too wasted and adding too many zeros onto that amount is like the last of my problems. But if I notice it, I'll probably call him and say, hey, thanks for that generous gift. Is it there was an error.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need you to correct it and just make sure.
From the text line, Branson's new promotional slogan. Look, if you can't afford Aruba, just go to Branson. Or Kokomo.
I'll get right on that.
Indiana specifically.
Oh, my God.
Way down in Kokomo. It's midday.
Average honeymoon, by the way, costs about $5,000. So they had 140 people at that wedding that we were talking about. $35 a person is all they had to put in.
For $5,000
for the
honeymoon.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that the average honeymoon is only $5,000.
If you're doing a resort in Mexico for a week,
that's
probably
that.
What it is.
Yeah.
If you're doing
Africa numbers somewhere. Are so screwed up from having to take vacations with my family for the last 9 years with two kids. Like, it's just that $5,000 seems cheap for a honeymoon.
Especially for two people, it seems cheap to me too. But if you're just doing Cancun.
Yeah, I guess so.
For six nights.
And that's the average too. I wonder what the median is.
Oh, I mean.
Well, are you going to Aruba or Branson?
I mean, they're pretty much the same place.
Yes, very.
I mean, in only one of those places can you see America's favorite Russian comedian, Yakov Smirnoff.
He's in Aruba? he made it to Aruba?
He's in Branson.
Oh, man.
He would be in Branson.
You know, I've not yet had the Branson experience.
We're sitting your dog in Branson. Maybe it's amazing. I don't think either one of us would actually like it, but
I don't think it's.
I think we're too uptight and
uptight,
too citified to enjoy the full Branson experience. But
you would be more likely to enjoy it just because the
kids would not have a good time.
You don't think so?
My kids don't even like Disney World. You think they're gonna like Branson?
There are pools there.
That's all they would care about.
It's like a hotel pool.
Yeah, they could get a hotel pool experience anywhere.
Yeah,
we got one in Minneapolis, for God's sake.
Yes. If you just bought a house or rented a house with a pool, you'd never have to go anywhere.
Oh, my God.
Yep. I have solved your life right now.
Oh, my God.
Didn't I just do it? All he has to do is, you don't even have to buy a house with a pool. Just rent
a house with a pool.
I drove by a house in Prairie Village on my way here this morning. I know that's not the school district you want to be in, but massive house and it said for rent.
Mm.
I bet they have a pool. That's all you have to do. And then you never have to go anywhere ever again.
Mm.
If food delivers there, you never have to leave.
I want to leave, though. Like, I just don't want to take my kids with me.
Oh, well, then you have to wait.
Yeah, I would like me and Katie to go on vacation. I just don't. The kids just don't appreciate vacations.
And
that's the problem. It drives me crazy because when I was a kid, I couldn't wait to get just it. This is the reason I chose this career is I was like, I'll get to live all over the country and do all sorts of different stuff and meet all sorts of different people. I could not wait to get out of Belleville. And my kids are just like, no, what?
Like, video games.
Can we just stay inside all day? Like, are we, what, meet people? I don't want to talk to somebody.
You need to deny them screen access. Take a change the Wi-Fi password.
It is. It's crazy. I actually did change. Well, I talked about this, but I've limited how much Finn can use internet every day based on the laptop that he has and his iPad. He can't use the internet, and he's gotten so much more like project heavy. He's got all sorts of little schemes.
He's getting crafty?
Yeah, he's getting crafty. He's drawing. He's writing.
Wow.
Yeah, everybody needs to do this.
It's amazing what happens.
I didn't eliminate it because that would feel like punishment, and I don't want to punish him. But he gets only 2 hours a day of internet access, and then the rest of the time, that kid is reading. He's drawing. He's making things.
If we could just get him to go outside, we have solved obesity. Your kid's not. I'm not saying that about your child, but that's... Other kids would go outside.
Yeah, other kids just get rid of the internet, guys. Or just keep it for yourself.
Fixing stuff left and right.
Treat
today.
The internet like alcohol. It's okay for kids to have occasionally.
For supervision.
Yeah, sure. But not all the time. Coming up, we got dumb debates. Is it okay to sneak a snack into a movie theater?
Didn't we all do it?
That's next. I'm Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.